In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who allowed none to witness when He created the heavens and the earth, and who took no helper when He authored the spirits. He has no associate in divinity and no support in unity. Tongues fall silent before the limits of describing Him. Intellects fail before the core of knowing Him. Terrors fall low in awe of Him. Faces are humbled in fear of Him. And everything mighty yields to His mightiness. So to Thee belongs praise again and again, well measured, continually and methodically. And may His blessings be upon His messenger endlessly, and His salutation everlastingly, eternally. O Allah, make the beginning of this day of mine righteousness, its middle prosperity, and its end success. I seek refuge in Thee from a day whose beginning is fright, and whose middle is anxiety, and whose end is pain. O Allah, I pray forgiveness from Thee for every vow I have vowed, and every promise I have promised, and every pledge I have pledged, then failed to keep for Thee. I ask Thee concerning the complaints of Thy servants against me. If there is a servant from among Thy servants, of a handmaid from among Thy handmaids, who has against me a complaint, because I have wronged him in respect to himself, his reputation, his property, his wife or his child, or because evil words I have spoken about him in his absence, an imposition upon him through inclination, caprice, scorn, zeal, false show, bigotry, whether he be absent or present, alive or dead, such that my hand has fallen short and my capacity has been too narrow to make restitution to him or to annul my obligation to him, I ask Thee, O He who owns all objects of need, which are granted by His will and hastened to His desire, that Thou blessest Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, peace be upon them, and makest the one I have wronged satisfied with me in the manner that Thou willst, and givest me mercy from Thee. Forgiveness decreases Thee not, and giving injuries Thee not. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, give me on every Monday two favors from Thee: the facility to obey Thee at its beginning, and the favor of Thy forgiveness at its end. O He who is Allah, and none other than whom grants forgiveness for sins.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Almighty. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners of today's special, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special. on the commemoration of Nowruz. That's the Iranian New Year. Today, Sunday, is the 7th of Shaban, 1442, of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 1st of Farvardin, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 21st of March, 2021, of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open the Holy Quran and we listen to chapter Al-Fatiha.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
الحمد لله رب العالمين.
All praise is due to Allah, Lord of the worlds.
الرحمن الرحيم.
The entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
مالك يوم الدين.
Sovereign of the day of recompense.
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
It is you we worship and you we ask for help.
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم.
Guide us to the straight path.
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
The path of those upon whom you have bestowed favor, not of those who have evoked your anger or of those who are astray.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It is narrated that the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny has said, By the one in whose hand is my soul, Allah has not sent down a similar surah to this surah, Al-Fatiha. Neither in the Torah, nor the Gospel, nor in the Psalm, nor even in the Quran, and it is Ummul Kitab, which means that it is the basis and origin of all excellence. In fact, besides referring to the resurrection day, this surah presents facts concerning the unity of the divine essence. Unity of attributes, unity of divine acts, and unity of worship, it is the essence of the whole meaning of the Quran.
يا مقلب القلوب والأبصار
مدبر الليل
يا مدبر الليل
والنهار
يا مهبل الهول والأهوال
Nowruz, a celebration for unification. One day of the 21st of March, at exactly the same moment all around the world, Nowruz happens. However, Nowruz is not just a moment, as it is not just a celebration. Nowruz stands high in the culture, belief, and mindset of millions of people, mostly living in the Iranian plateau. For thousands of years, it is nowadays celebrated worldwide and by many people with different ethnicities. Nowruz is a single tradition that has survived wars, invasions, changes of governments and religions, and above all time, the customs and traditions may vary in different countries, but the main parts and what it stands for and what it means remains the same. The March equinox, or better to say Nowruz, that means the new day in word-for-word translation, is a traditional celebration promising hope and a better future to millions of people for centuries. Just as old as Nowruz is, its survival is tied to legends, myths, and history, and in the land of poetry and storytelling, this too has a lot of stories to tell. Again, accept our congratulations on New Year. New day, new year, Nowruz. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa bi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to talk about Nowruz. Nowruz has been regarded as an oriental feast. And in this regard, we find that, in fact, Nowruz has been turned into a symbol. I mean, a symbol of innovation, a symbol of rebirth, a symbol of youth, and a symbol of being always active. And because Nowruz is celebrated on the first day of the month of the season, spring, and the first season of the year of the Persian year is Farvardin. Farvardin starts on the first day of spring, and the first day of spring or the first day of Farvardin is regarded as Nowruz or Eid Nowruz, so the Nowruz feast. Now we find that, I mean, there are some metaphorical meanings why why Persians and Iranians have come to celebrate at the beginning of spring as the beginning of the new year. This is regarded as a virtue for the Persian and Iranian culture. And this is rather a national feast, a national celebration, rather than a purely religious celebration. However, in the Islamic teachings and Islamic literature, derived from the hadiths and the practices of the infallible imams, so we find that Nowruz has been certified as a good day for beginning the new year. And we find that there are many many prayers to be recited on the day of Nowruz. Hence, Nowruz has become for Iranians and for Persians something more than just a national or a territorial beginning of the new year.
O Allah, the new year has begun. You are the eternal master. I ask you to make available to me its good and benefits, which are in it. I seek refuge with you from its evil and the disadvantages which are in it. I request you to let me procure the provisions I need and discharge the activities I take up in this year.
In Islam, the emergence of Islam and its peaceful dealing with other religious beliefs and rituals, including ceremonies and rituals of the Iranian people, resulted in Nowruz to remain untouched. It was only due to the gradual conversion of Iranians to Islam that the scale of these celebrations was reduced. Over the time, when some customs and traditions would be contrary to the past beliefs, Iranians try to rediscover their agents, characters, and symbols through Islamic characters. In other words, they mix their Iranian traditions with their Islamic beliefs. Islamic traditions associate Nowruz with the day when angel Gabriel appeared to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, the day of Qadir, and the day of reemergence of the Lord of our time, Imam Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance. Congratulations on this great day's Nowruz. Nowruz customs. Let's learn more about Nowruz customs, the special moment of Nowruz and New Year. Dear friends, one of the most special and significant characteristics of Nowruz is that it happens at the same moment all around the world. At the exact second of the March equinox, which is calculated carefully, people who celebrate Nowruz have already gathered around the Haft scene and celebrate together and welcome Nowruz, a new year. A poem by the great poet Hafez, the great Iranian poet who is known to be some kind of an oracle, is read by Iranians. The elders of the families present the youngsters with money as a blessing for the upcoming year. This Nowruz tradition, which is known as Eid, is really looked forward to and loved by children.
Nowruz is not simply a source of honor for those who celebrate it, but an occasion for the congregation and solidarity of all the peace-loving nations around the world. To welcome the new year, Iranian families go on a set of ceremonial duties. It all begins with an annual spring cleaning of their homes. Setting the half-seen table is also a quintessential part of the New Year celebrations. The half-seen table is named so because there are seven items on this table, whose names start with the Persian letter seen. These items represent concepts all related to health and happiness. During Nowruz, Iranians meet members of their families. In such meetings, they entertain each other with open arms and delicious traditional cuisine and refreshments. The senior members of the family give the younger members cash presents for the new year, which are kept as a token of blessing and well-being.
Dear brothers and sisters, in Iran, we are in Nowruz time, the new year, the celebration of new year. So every day, be with us, be with today's special from IRIB English Radio. Till another episode of today's special, Fi Amanillah.
يا محول الحول والأحوال حول حالنا حول حالنا إلى أحسن الحال حول حالنا
Food for thought.
Hello, dear friends, and here is a famous statement to reflect upon regarding the pride of place amongst women of the Prophet's virtuous daughter, Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, as narrated by her great-great-grandson, Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace be upon him. Fatima was called Muhaddasa because the angels descended from heaven and called her, as they called Mary, mother of Jesus, and said, O Fatima, Allah hath chosen you above the women of all nations.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Abil Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad wa ala ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin al-ma'sumin. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. Again, in continuing our discussion on the intellect. In our previous one, certain signs or, you know, actions of a person indicate the strength or weakness of his intellect. In the previous one, we saw that the weakness of one's intellect is shown in the, you know, looking for far-fetched desires, you know, falling into the traps of sin, obviously, because sin are that thing that give you just a moment's bit of pleasure, you know, so it's something that ensnares you, it traps you. But here in this tradition from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, the Imam is indicating those individuals who have a strong intellect and the characteristic of that individual with a strong intellect. So the Imam in this tradition says that those people, or the people with the strongest, or rather the most perfect and perfected of intellects, in terms of the capacity of that person, obviously we know that the most perfect of intellect is with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then after him, the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wa sallam, and other of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's prophets and awliya. But amongst us, you know, the normal people, if you want to call it, the people amongst us with the most perfect or the most strongest of intellect are us again, I'm seeing us in using the tradition of the Ahlul Bayt to apply to us, are those who amongst us have the best of character. So the tradition is this: the people with the strongest intellect are the best in character. So when your akhlaq, or as the tradition says, your khuluq is the best, the way you treat people, the way you do your wajibat, and the way you stay away from, you know, the muharramat or those forbidden acts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded you to stay away from. It is here where you understand the strength and weakness, or the perfection, or the void that the intellect has. So this is important, that the strength and weakness of the intellect is seen in the actions of the individual in terms of his akhlaq. How does he treat people? How does he treat animals? How does he treat other individuals? How does he treat his parents, his children, his wife, etc., etc.? So here, for example, the intellectual strength of a person should lead him to have good character. However, this does not necessarily mean that a person with good character has a strong intellect. Why? We know that the concept of riya can apply. Inshallah, until next time, my dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
Iqra بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. You're listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran from IRIB English Radio, a program which aims to make us more familiar with the Holy Quran. This program consists of many interesting parts. We are going to listen to a recitation by a famous reciter. An expert of the tajweed of the Quran will analyze the recitation. And also, in the final part, we will have amazing stories about those people whose lives have been changed by the Noble Quran. Meanwhile, we will listen to some quotes of the late Imam Khomeini about the Noble Quran. You're tuned to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. And I, Mahdi, ask you to stay tuned. According to Imam Khomeini, the important thing is that Muslims act according to Islam and the Quran. Islam embodies all that relates to the cultivation of human values, as well as matters concerning man's life in this world and the hereafter. Concerning the Holy Quran, Imam Khomeini has said, "The great problem of the Muslims is that they have shelved the Holy Quran and have come together under other banners." Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, now let's listen to the recitation of Surah Al-Ra'd, verse 16, recited by Shaykh Abu Al-Aynayn Shu'aysha. Let's enjoy it.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters in faith. You're listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran. You just listened to Surah Ra'd, verse 16, by Shaykh Abul Aynain Chuaishah. Now we want to analyze this verse in terms of the rules of tajweed. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قُلْ مَنْ رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Okay, we have idgham of Nun Sakina into the letter Ra in the phrase مَنْ رَبُّ. As you can clearly see, we don't pronounce the Nun Sakina at all. Instead, the Nun merges into the next letter, which is Ra, and makes it Mushaddad. And of course, this is idgham bila ghunna. This is idgham without nasalization. So we don't nasalize the ra. Man rabbu samawati wal ard. Now, in the phrase rabbu samawat, we have a sun letter after the alif lam in the word as samawat. So the lam is not pronounced. Instead, the sun letter becomes mushaddad. On the contrary, in the word al-ard, or the phrase wal-ard, the lam sakina is pronounced because there is a moon letter after the lam sakina. So there's a difference between a sun letter and moon letter. A sun letter makes the lam silent, while a moon letter does not make the lam sakina silent. You have to actually pronounce the lam sakina. Qulillah. Qulillah, the word Allah is pronounced with tarqiq because there is a letter with a kasra before the word Allah. So we don't say قول الله. We don't pronounce the lam with تغليظ, because the letter before the lam of Allah, before the word Allah, has a kasra. It doesn't have a fatha or a dhamma. قُلَّ فَاتَّخَذْتُمْ مِن دُونِهِ. We have إِخْفَاف نُون ساكنة, where we get rid of the place of articulation of نُون ساكنة first, then we approximate the place of articulation of دَال, which is the letter of إِخْفَا, and at the same time we make a nasal sound for two vowel counts. مِن دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاء. We have two kinds of مَد in this phrase. We have مَدُّ الْمُنْفَصِلِ مِن دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاء, and مَدُّ الْمُتَّصِلِ أَوْلِيَاء. So the first one, مَدُّ الْمُنْفَصِلِ, you can lengthen it to 2, 4, or 5 vowel counts, while for مَدُّ الْمُتَّصِلِ you can lengthen it to 4 or 5 vowel counts. لا يملكون لأنفسهم نفعا ولا ضرا. We have idgham of نون ساكنة مع الغنة in the phrase نفعا ولا ضرا. The waw is nasalized because there is a tanween followed by waw, one of the letters of يمون. Among the 6 letters of يرملون, the 4 letters of يمون have to be nasalized whenever idgham of نون ساكنة takes place into them. قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الْأَعْمَى وَالْبَصِيرِ. The sod of basir is pronounced with the lowest level of tafkhim. أَمْ هَلْ تَسْتَوِي الظُّلُمَاتُ وَالنُّورُ. وَالنُّورُ, the noon of nur is pronounced with shatta and ghunna, because noon is a sun letter and makes the noon mushaddad. أَمْ جَعَلُوا لِلَّهِ شُرَكَاءَ خَلَقُوا كَخَلْقِهِ فَتَشَابَهَ الْخَلْقُ عَلَيْهِمْ. We have several qafs, all having tafkhim at different levels. خَلَقُوا, the qaf has a moderate level of tafkhim. كَخَلْقِهِ, again we have the lowest level of tafkhim for the qaf because it has a kasra. فَتَشَابَهَ الْخَلْقُ عَلَيْهِمْ, again we have the moderate level of tafkhim for the qaf because it has a dhamma, just like the first qaf. قُلِ اللَّهُ خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ الْوَاحِدُ الْقَهَّارُ. The ha is mushaddad. We have to make sure that the timing is correct, and it is the longest. It has the longest timing compared to the letters of shidda and tawassut. Thank you, dear listeners of Arab English Radio, for listening to this segment of the program Let's Recite the Quran. I invite you to listen to the next segment of this program. Thank you.
كتاب الله, كتاب الله,
كتاب الله.
Dear brothers and sisters in faith, you're listening to Let's Recite the Quran from IRIB English Radio. As you may know, the Quran is a book that can change the life of the one who is in contact with it. In this segment, Brother Yasser Ibrahim is going to tell us stories of those that their lives have been changed by the Noble Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear brothers and sisters. Welcome back to our program. And we are discussing the issue, or rather the verse number 40 from the 24th surah of the Holy Quran, that is Surah Nur. And we were describing a particular story that has been mentioned under it regarding this non-Muslim sea captain who was at sea, and all of a sudden his boat got surrounded by dark clouds, by thundering, you know, weather and this harsh sea, that this captain was so confused of what actually to do. While he's running up and down and trying to find a solution, he sees one of his crew members who was a Muslim, as narrated from by the story, a Pakistani Muslim, who was reading the Holy Quran at that particular moment. You know, obviously as a Muslim, he's trying to find solace in something. And there's nothing better to find solace in than in the words of the Holy Quran, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anyway, the sea captain asks this individual, "What are you reading? Translate it for me."
And what is it that you're reading? Coincidentally, as the story goes, the brother who was reciting the Holy Quran was reciting Surah Nur and was reciting this verse. How is it possible that this brother was a hafiz of the Holy Quran? Or, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to show some of the many possibilities if the story goes. He cited this verse that, or like the manifold darkness in a deep sea, that covered by waves upon waves, and the darkness of the clouds overhead, and there was just layers and layers upon them. You know, this is not the translation of the verse, but the explanation of the verse. So this now person, this captain, gets taken aback. He says that this verse of the Holy Quran is explaining our situation right at this moment in time in a manner as if somebody has experienced it. In a manner that a person firsthand has been on a boat like us, has been now surrounded by waves like us, has been, you know, under these dark, thick clouds like us, who's been in a situation where they cannot even see what is in front of them. It is that dark, it is that dangerous. And then this person, this captain, goes to this Pakistani brother, and within himself also, he thinks that the Holy Prophet, now it is possible that this person, being in the Southeast Asian Sea, may have come across Muslims and may know about Islam and about the Holy Prophet, that he obviously then knew that the Holy Prophet never traveled by sea. That how can the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bring about such a description like this when he never experienced it in such a profound manner, such a deep, clear and elusive manner? Therefore, this captain within himself came to the conclusion that this had to have been something that was revealed to him by a higher authority, by, as we would say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, how would he have known such a situation when he himself never experienced it? As we know, the Holy Prophet never went on a ship, the Holy Prophet never traveled on the sea, but yet he is able to elucidate such a story like this. Anyway, as the story goes, this person then, you know, became extremely affected by this verse of the Holy Quran and decided to become a Muslim. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to also impact our lives in such a manner that we are able to see the reality of the Holy Quran, the revealer of the Holy Quran, and to him who was it revealed to. Inshallah, until next time, my dear brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, that was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And you can also visit us on our website, that is parstoday.com. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Call of Islam Radio. Until our next episode, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياة هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن ضياء يملأ الآفاق ونور يبعث الأشواق وفيه محاسن الأخلاق
Ocean of Dua. A'udhu billah min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Thumma salatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi at-tahirin. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. During this month of Sha'ban, the month of Almighty Allah's mercy and pleasure, we will try to offer a glance into some of the passages of the whisper prayer of Sha'baniya, or the so-called Munajat Sha'baniya. Thank you in advance for staying with us. We'll be back again after listening to some parts of it.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wasma' du'ai idha da'awtuk wasma' nida'i idha nadaytuk wa aqbil ala قد هربت إليك ووقفت بين يديك.
So the prayer commenced with the invocation of salawat, or sending blessings upon the Prophet and his pure and immaculate household. After that it said, وَاسْمَعْ دُعَائِي إِذَا دَعَوْتُكَ. Listen to my plea when I plead to you. وَاسْمَعْ نِدَائِي إِذَا نَادَيْتُكَ. Listen to my call when I call you. وَأَقْبِلْ عَلَيَّ إِذَا نَاجَيْتُكَ. Attend to me when I whisper to you. So, as you have been previously with us, we mentioned that this portion of prayer might be referring to the three possible states of a person who is calling to Allah. And each state is accompanied by a suitable type of calling. In this part, we actually implore Allah to listen to us when we call Him, and allow us to restore our connection with Him if we have lost touch with Him. فَقَدْ هَرَبْتُ إِلَيْكَ وَوَقَفْتُ بَيْنَ يَدَيْكَ. Indeed, I have escaped to you, and I stand in front of you. The person who is reciting this is telling Allah that he has escaped from everything other than Him. But the good point is that this person reciting this has at least recognized that Allah is the one he needs. He doesn't have to refer to anyone or anything else. At times we can be tempted to run towards non-godly things, but in this prayer we realize that other things are obstacles. The true refuge is only with Allah. The one who is reciting this, the true believer, should have understood by now that all other than Him is nothing. He is the absolute cause. Other superficial causes in the universe are nothing. If He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, does not want, He has to order the causes to be cause, actually. And this is a very high state. Even some of the prophets may fail to do so always in their lives, let alone we, normal servants of the Almighty Allah. Even the Prophet Yusuf, when he was in prison, when he was in jail, asked one of the others to remind him and talk about him in the presence of Sultan. This such a small negligence caused him, which was one of the Muqarrabin, which was one of the ones who were the closest to the Almighty Allah's mercy. So that the Holy Quran says, فَلَبِثَ فِي السِّجْنِ بِالْعَسِنِينَ. So he stayed in prison for a couple of years. Although the Almighty Allah, He Himself has ordered us to remember Him as the absolute cause, but He has also ordered us that we are supposed to approach the specific things from their particular causes. أَبَى اللَّهُ أَنْ يَجْرِي الْأُمُورِ إِلَّا بِأَسْبَابِهَا. The Almighty Allah does not like to run the things without their specific causes.
Thank you.
Alhamdulillah, we have been given the blessed opportunity of witnessing another month of Sha'ban, which is the month of Allah's mercy and pleasure. حَفَفْتَهُ بِالرَّحْمَةِ وَالرَّضْوَانِ. Allah has covered this month with His pleasure and mercy. I thought it might be good to have a little introduction to Munajat al-Sha'baniyya. The late Imam Khomeini, in many places, on several occasions, emphasized on this Munajat. And in one of his sayings, he said that there are many important mystical points that one can understand from the Quran and whispered prayers of Imams. And then in particular, he mentioned Munajat al-Sha'baniyya, and he said philosophers, mystics may be able to understand some aspects of these whispered prayers. But if someone wants to really understand, must be a person who has himself achieved a high level of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that he can have a taste, he can have an experience of what he says. In another place, the late Imam Khomeini said something very important. He said, this Munajat al-Sha'baniyya is one of the whispered prayers that if someone pays attention to it and follows it and reflects on it, he can reach somewhere. He can achieve some levels of perfection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us in this month of forgiveness and to be pleased with us in this month of pleasure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, our families, our community, all humanity with His pleasure, with His reward, with the coming of Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, with forgiveness, with being able to remain always on the right path.
Anyway, the person reciting this has now reached him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is asking for his help. When we go to a person who can offer refuge, then the important step is to reach that person. For an ill person, it could be the hospital. For a hungry, it could be reaching someone who has got food. We are beseeching Allah, saying, now that I am here, you help me. I have done my part by coming to you. Now, it's your turn to help me. And it was my job to run away from all other than you and find you. And now it's your turn to fulfill my requirements. Sometimes when people stand before a helper, a guide, they stand in a very relaxed manner, almost as if they do not really need him, and in a way that suggests they have only come to him as a matter of formality. They approach with the outer appearance of need without truly meaning it. Sometimes they even approach a doctor internally believing themselves to be fine and healthy. But with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we go to Him, when we stand before Him, we must know, we must show we are absolutely desperate, that we are in complete need. There should be no feeling of being relaxed. And in fact, one of the hindrances, one of the obstacles in the way of acceptance of our supplication is this feeling and this state. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the power and bravery to be from among the steadfast and faithful ones. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Sha'ban bjamalak jalalak zahawban, wal'alam yigillak ahibak ya Sha'ban. Sha'ban bjamalak jalalak zahawban, Sha'ban bjamalak jalalak zahawban.
Sha'ban,
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 شعبان أحبك يا شعبان.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Lecture.
Sheikh Asad Ja'fari.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي لا يبلغ مدحته القائلون ولا يحصي نعماءه العادون ولا يؤدي حقه المستحدون الذي لا يدركه بعد الحمم ولا يناله غوص الفطن ثم الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين حبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل